And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The last verse of that psalm that we read a few moments ago said, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy." And Jonah didn't like that a bit. In fact, the Apostle Peter was expecting a little bit more from those who had given so much. He said, "We've been with you from the very beginning. Now what reward are we going to get?" Jonah didn't like the way God dealt with the people of Nineveh. He wanted God to get them, kill them. And here God was gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. And Jonah didn't like that a bit. Before Jesus told the parable that we just read about the farmer, the grape grower, the vineyard owner, Peter had asked the question, now, what exactly are we getting out of this? Since we've been with you from the first, obviously we're going to get much more than anybody else. Jesus said, well, let me tell you a story. And the story that appears seems to be filled with injustice and unfairness, but if we live with the story, if we wrestle with it a few minutes and get below the surface, the truth is the story's about God and about how God deals with us and about our high destiny as people made in God's image. The story starts out a harvest season, and the vineyard owner needs some extra help to get the fruit in before it spoils and before he loses his crop. And so he went down to the town square where people are hanging around, much like we have places here in Tampa where people hang around waiting for someone to give them a job. And so let's say, just for clarity, there were 25 people there. And so he said, "I need 5 people to go work. You. Come with me, go to the vineyard." And as they were working, I think he seemed to notice that there was more fruit than he thought, so he went out again, 9 o'clock, to get more people to work in the vineyard. You. And nowhere do we hear where these other people that were left were protesting. It was just part of the way things were with them. And so they waited around a while longer. Sure enough, at noon, he came back. I'll take 5 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they went and worked in the vineyard. And finally, at 5 o'clock, he came back one more time, and there were 5 people waiting. And he said, "Why are you sitting around here idle all day long?" They said, "Well, we're really at the mercy of people. We really can't make work. We have to be given work." He said, "Okay, come to the vineyard." Everything seems to be going well until 6 o'clock, when it came time for payoff. And then that's where the story explodes. Because you see, those people that were hired at 5 o'clock were the first in line to get paid, and they got a full day's wage. That was okay. Next people came, they got a full day's wage. Well, that was okay too. These people that were hired first, back at the end of the line, were thinking, "Wow, we're really going to get a super duper payoff this time." And when they got up to be paid, they got a full day's wage. And they were not happy with that because they thought they deserved more, just like Peter, who was with Christ at the beginning, thought, well, surely I'll get a throne at the right hand of Christ or whatever stars in my crown. Anyway, these laborers were not happy, and they said to the landowner, that's not fair. Any of you ever said that? That's not fair. Well, as my father used to say, life is not fair. That's the bottom line. And so he said to them two things that I think are terribly important. First of all, he said, I haven't done anything unjust. What did I promise you? Well, you promised a full day's wage. What did you get? I got a full day's wage. What is the problem? Why are you disgruntled? And the second thing he said is, am I not free to do with what I have what I want to do? Am I not free to do with what I have as I want? And are you begrudging my generosity? Same thing Jonah did. Jonah begrudged God's generosity to the people of Nineveh. They repented, and God, in his generous love and graciousness and compassion, forgave them. And the question is here from the vineyard owner, who I think in the story is probably representing God. Do you begrudge my generosity? That's a good question, I think. Because you see, what happens to us as we live out our lives, we're like those first, the people that were hired first, the people that were hired at 6 o'clock, worked all day long in the heat, and they said we worked in heat, and we were sweaty and muscles aching, and these people got the same thing. We start doing that. And beloved, that is a formula for a life of misery. The formula for the life of misery is to do exactly what those people who were hired first were doing. They were looking around at others. They had lost focus at the grace and generosity of the vineyard owner who had hired them in the first place. Otherwise, they would have no job. Otherwise, their families would go hungry. And they were looking at the other people and said, well, that's not fair. That will lead you to a life of misery. What will lead you, the second formula I will give you, a fail-safe formula for living a life of joy, is to appreciate what you have, is to appreciate the gifts that God is giving. Appreciate simply sitting here this morning in safety. Most of us will have plenty to eat when we get home. There are places in the world where that is not happening. Be gracious. Be thankful of what God has given us. Be generous with each other. I want to close with a rabbinic parable about a farmer who had two sons. And as soon as they were old enough to walk, he took them out into the fields to help grow crops and to help with the animals and taught them everything he knew about working on the farm. And when he got out to work, the two boys took over the farm and they worked together on the farm and they shared the rewards of working together. And when father died, they decided that they enjoyed working together so much that they would continue that and they would share the results of their labor equally with each other. years passed and the father died, and the boys again decided, we like this. And as the years passed, the older brother remained a bachelor. He didn't get married. The younger brother got married and had 8 children. And one night, the older brother, after they had had a bountiful harvest, the older brother was sitting there and he was thinking. He said, you know, my brother has 10 mouths to feed and I only have one. And he needs more of the harvest than I do, but I know he's too fair to renegotiate. So I think what I'll do is I'll get up in the dead of night and I'll take some of what I have in my barn and I will take it over and put in his barn. Help him feed his children. Well, at the very time he was thinking this, the younger brother was thinking, you know, God has given me these wonderful children and this family and a bountiful harvest. And my brother hasn't been that fortunate. He really needs more of what we've gotten for his old age and in his retirement. And he's much too fair to renegotiate. So what I'm going to do is get up in the night and take him some food and put it in his barn, take it out of mine. Well, you've guessed what happened, right? Cloudless night, the moon shining brightly, and these two brothers came together face to face. And the old rabbi who was telling this story said, you know what happened then? A gentle rain began to fall out of a cloudless sky. And he said, you know why? Because it was God weeping for joy, because two of his children had gotten the point. Two of his children had come to realize that generosity is the deepest characteristic of the holy. And because we are made in God's image, our being generous is a secret to our joy as well. You see, beloved, life is not fair, thank God. It's not fair because God has given us grace and compassion and love. And we thrive and we live on that love. Amen.